obviously the distance is exactly the same. So David Blake, the referee, he has a choice.
Remember to send your email through to me so we can sign you up for the latest Drop Zone newsletter, and make sure you forward on these newsletters to family, friends, and all the members at your golf club. Also, make sure to sign up to the Golf Rules Questions YouTube. It's free, but if you want to help support the team, please join up as a member too. Hey everyone, got another episode of Advanced Rules Questions and Answers, mainly coming from the USGA Rules and Discussions page. So let's get into it. I've got four questions today, although question two and three are very similar. If a player finds a large number of range balls on a golf fairway, can they be knocked back towards the range area when playing around? This is the only course that I play that has a range that runs alongside a hole. A few women were helping to clean up as they waited to hit their next shots. Someone said they had to count a stroke for every ball they knocked to the side. Can someone tell me how to find such a rule? USGA responded, rule 5.5 is where you want to look. If the players are hitting balls back to a practice area done solely as a courtesy, then it's not practice and no penalty. If they're doing it to practice, then rule 5.5 applies and they'll be penalized for making practice strokes. One certainty is that they don't count all of those as strokes in their score. Okay, question two. Two-man tournament, holes 1 and 10 run parallel. On 10, I hooked my drive onto a 1. Couldn't find it. I see a group not in the tournament playing up the green of 1. When we get to the green of 10, I ask the guys on 1 if they saw a ball back there and they admit to taking it. What is the ruling? The USGA responded, if it was known or virtually certain before the 3-minute search time was up that the ball was picked up by an outside influence, aka a player in the other group, then you were allowed to replace a ball on the estimated spot from which the original had been lifted without penalty. But if it wasn't known or virtually certain and a 3-minute search came up empty-handed, then you would be required to play under stroke and distance as the ball was lost. Question three is similar to that. Playing four ball, all four people hit their drives right just in the rough. That player A of team 1 hits the wrong ball, it belongs to player A of team 2. Meanwhile, player A of team 2 can't find his ball because of player A of team 1 had already hit it. Player A of team 2 declared the ball lost and went back and hit a second from the tee. Shortly after, player A of team 1 discovered he played the wrong ball and declared himself out of the hole. What options does player A of team 2 have at this point? The USGA responded, unfortunately, player A of team 2 does not have many options at all. When the original ball wasn't found within the 3-minute search, that's presuming that the time had elapsed here based on the presented facts, then the declaration is irrelevant. The original ball was lost. The fact that team 1 had played it as a wrong ball doesn't help unless this information becomes known before the 3-minute search time is up and before putting another ball into play under stroke and distance. The wrong ball penalty applied to player A and team 1 was correct. It was a loss of the hole, but that is only applied to the player who hit the wrong ball, which takes him out of the hole. Also presuming match play based on the description from the post. Just a public service announcement. It's always important when you are asking questions, that you add in who was involved and where you are on the course, but also the format that you're playing, whether it's stroke play or match play. And if you're playing stroke play, is it Stableford par or bogey, or is it some kind of foursome or four ball as well? Question four, can someone give an example where a declared wrong and higher handicap does not affect the number of strokes given or taken? USGA responded, there are a couple of ways this could happen. Some have mentioned giving incorrect handicap index info that still results in the same course handicap and therefore the correct number of strokes. This could also apply in events using percentage of handicaps. There was previously a specific example in a clarification that was removed for 2023 since it related to stroke play handicapping, and that is no longer a breach. But depending on the percentage, a player could state a handicap too high, but because of the percentage, they end up calculating that they get the correct number of strokes because it's the same as what their actual handicap would have calculated out to be. Thank you very much for listening through those four questions in this advanced episode. We look forward to seeing you again in the next one.